Oh, Father, as we sing this song, Have Thy Own Way.
当我们唱这首诗歌，随你调度。
In this season, you've had us consider your everlasting love.
在这段时间里，你让我们思考你那永远的爱。
Your way is a way of love.
你的道路是爱的道路。
So we do pray that you would have your way of love in our lives.
主，但愿你的爱的旨意能够行在我们的生命当中。
That as we've received from your love, we also can live out your love.
当我们接受到你的爱的时候，我们也活出你的爱。
So we commit this time, Lord, as we consider more from your word about your love, we trust in your Holy Spirit to show us.
主，当我们在你的话语当中看到你更多爱的时候，也但愿你的圣灵来带领我们，让我们能够看见。
Show us your way of love.
让我们看见你爱的道路。
Commit this time to you.
把这段时间交在你的手里，奉靠耶稣的名。
Amen. So we'll read some verses. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 3 is our theme verse.
我们读一些经节，耶利米书31章第三节，我们的主题的经节。
And it reads, The Lord has appeared of old to me, saying, Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you.
第三节，古时耶和华向以色列显现，说，我以永远的爱爱你，因此我以慈爱吸引你。
So in this season, we've been considering many aspects of God's everlasting love.
在这段时间里，我们一同思想很多方面关于神永远的爱。
And let's turn now to 1 Corinthians 13.
我们现在翻到哥林多前书第十三章。
This is the famous love chapter.
这圣经里非常有名爱的经节。
It's read at a lot of weddings for some reason.
不知道什么样的原因，在很多婚礼上来这样来读这个经节。
Starting with verse 1. If I speak with tongues of men and of angels and do not have love, I have become a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains but do not have love, I am nothing. And if I give my possessions to feed the poor, and if I surrender my body to be burned but do not have love, It profits me nothing.
哥林多前书十三章第一到第三节，我若能说万人的方言，并天使的话语，却没有爱，我就成了鸣的锣，响的拔一般。我若有先知讲道之能，也明白各样的奥秘、各样的知识，并且有全备的信，叫我能够移山，却没有爱，我就算不得什么。我若将所有的周济穷人，又舍己叫人焚烧，却没有爱，仍然与我无益。
Verse 4, love is patient. Love is kind and is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant. Does not act unbecomingly. Does not seek its own. Is not provoked. Does not take into account a wrong suffered. Does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
四节到第七节。爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
Now let's jump to 1 John chapter 4 for one more passage.
我们跳到约翰一书第四章。
1 John chapter 4, we begin verse 7.
约翰一书第四章第七节。
Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love. By this, the love of God is manifested in us, that God has sent his Son, his only begotten Son, into the world, so that we might live through him. And this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another.
约翰一书第四章第七节，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。 凡有爱心的都是由神而生，并且认识神，没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。神差他独生子到世间来，使我们接着他得生，神爱我们的心就再次显明了。不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。亲爱的弟兄啊，神既然这样爱我们，我们也应当彼此相爱。
Jump to verse 16. We have come to know and have believed the love which God has for us. God is love. And the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. By this, love is perfected with us, so that we may have confidence in the day of judgment, because as he is, so also are we in this world.
我们跳到16节，神爱我们的心，我们也知道也信，神就是爱，住在爱里面的就住在神里面，神也住在他里面。这样爱在我们里面得以完全，我们就可以在审判的日子坦然无惧，因为他如何，我们在这世上也如何。
Well, as you can tell by the verses we just read, our emphasis today is to look again at chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians.
大家借着我们所读的经节，知道我们今天的重点就在哥林多前书13章。
And as you know, 3 weeks ago, our brother Ming Dao,focused and led us in a meditation on this chapter.
大家知道在三周以前明道弟兄在他分享当中跟我们一同默想这一章节。
And of course, we have so much more even to learn from it, so we're looking even further into what was Paul saying, what was God saying through Paul in this chapter.
那这里的内容是这样的丰富，所以我们今天再进一步思想神在这一个章节中借着保罗所要讲的是什么。
And we find that if we look at the way Paul is writing this letter, what's he up to? What's he saying to the people in Corinth?
保罗在写这些书信的时候，他对哥林多教会的弟兄姊妹要说什么呢？
And leads up to this chapter that's kind of like opening up a flower, describing...Love's traits and characteristics.
他就把这个章节让我们好像看见像一个花瓣一样，让我们能看到爱的一些的特性。
It's almost like Paul is telling us, you know, if you love, then these things will be true.
保罗好像就在告诉我们，如果我们真的有爱的话，这些方面就在我们生命中是真实的。
And of course, the big theme, as we consider the everlasting love of God, in this season, many of the messages or studies.Have been on how we express God's love ourselves out.
当我们思想神永远的爱的时候，在这段时间里，我们一直在思想说，我们如何能活出神把他的爱所赐给我们的爱。
So as we look into this morning, I think we'll see some beautiful things.
今天早晨我们在思考的时候，我们会看到一些美丽的事。
We're going to be reminded how beautiful the body of Christ is in God's design.
然后可以提醒我们在神的设计当中耶稣基督的身体是何等的美丽。
We'll see how important love is in God's sight.
我们看到在神的眼中爱是如何的重要。
Of course, we'll be looking at those traits and things listed in the chapter 13.
的确我们也会看到哥林多前书13章那里所描述的爱的特性。
But through all of this, what we hear the Lord saying to us is that we have an opportunity to go this way of love.
但所有这一切我们好像听到主在对我们说我们也有这样的机会能够行在这爱的道路上。
In many of these passages about love, we have a direct, very direct command from our Lord Jesus to love as he loves us.
在所有的这些经节当中我们都有从主那里很直接的吩咐就是我们爱像他爱我们一样。
But we don't just hear it as a command like, ugh, I have to do it.
我们不仅听到这一个是命令就说哎呀我们要努力去做。
We should be hearing it as an opportunity because the Lord's saying, you can come along this way. You too can express God's love.
我们听着的时候应该听到说我们也有这样的机会我们也有这样的机会可以像主这样一样活出来在爱当中。
So may it increase us, our openness to loving with Christ's love.
让我们能够有这样更加的敞开给神这样的机会让我们能够爱像基督那样来爱。
Now the first thing I want to say about these love passages in general is that the word love that's being used here is agape.
第一个我们想提到的，在这些经节当中提到爱这个字眼，它是用 agape 神的大爱这个词。
And I think all of you know, well, if you don't, there's three different Greek words that get translated love for in English.
我们大家可能知道，若你不知道，我们也知道在希腊文当中有三个词翻译成爱
One is eros, which is physical love, especially romantic and physical love.
有一个希腊词叫 eros， 这就是表示说身体上的这种好像是是这样的爱。
And the second is filial, which is more family love, like brotherly love. We often say.
还有一个词叫 filial， 这种爱呢是讲到说好像在家庭当中像兄弟们之间的这种爱。
And the third is agape love.
第三个词就叫 agape 这个爱。
That's the one we all know is selfless, sacrificial love.
这个词我们都知道 agape 就是一种无私的牺牲自己的这样的一个爱。
With filial love, we're loving someone who's probably loving us back. We love someone because they're our brother or sister, and we're blessed, mutually blessed.
我们讲到 filial 这个爱的时候呢，兄弟般的爱的时候，常常是我们对象是我们的兄弟姐妹，然后这样呢是一种互动的，我们爱他们，我们也接受他们的爱。
Filial love is a good thing. It's not a bad thing.
这种兄弟般的这种爱情爱呢是一种好事情，不是一个坏。
I think during the break there's a lot of filial love being expressed.
就在我们休息的时候，就好像我们当中就表现了很多这种彼此的弟兄们之间的相爱。
Folks, you have a lot of filial love for one another.
尤其是年轻人们，你们当中有很多这种好像兄弟们的爱。
So we go up to Toronto in 2 weeks. There'll be a lot of filial love on the bus.
你们过两周又会到多伦多，在车上那么多小时，你们当中也有很多的彼此这种兄弟感的爱。
But agape love has this element of giving when you have nothing coming back.
但是 agape 这种神的大爱呢？它里的内涵是包括去给予别人，但是没有要求任何的回报。
And it's very clear that Jesus used that word many times.
圣经上也很清楚，耶稣用 agape 这个词多很多次。
In very important passages in John 15, for example, and Paul uses it here. He uses agape.
在很重要的，在约翰福音十五章那里，主耶稣是用 agape 这个爱的词眼。还有在这里，保罗也是用 agape。
So agape love also has a characteristic that it's not spurred by emotion. It's not because I feel emotion for someone, then I do something for them.
而且 agape 这个词里面包含的意思呢，也是没有像其他的爱里面有情感这方面，并不是说我感觉到被爱，所以感觉到爱，所以我就爱别人。
The way agape love works is you see someone, you think of what is best for them.And you do it. You do take action for them, just for that.
这个 agape 这种神的大爱呢，就讲到说，当你想到一个人的时候，你就想到说什么对这个人是好的、最好的。然后呢，你从那一个原则来做你的行动，然后来爱这个人。
So they may not appreciate it.
他们可能并不一定会很感激你。
Other people may not understand.
其他人甚至不理解你。
But in agape love, that doesn't matter.
但对于 agape 这个大爱并不在乎这一个。
And so that's the love we're talking about.
这就是我们在这里所讲的爱。
It's very pure, and that's the love our Lord Jesus has shown us.
这就是那种纯洁的、纯净的爱。主耶稣就是用这样的爱来爱我们。
Now this week we had some grandchildren at our house for most all week.
这一整周在我家里面我很多的孙子孙女们都在我们家里。
So we got to experience the fruit of Eros love.
我们就经历了这种好像这种在 Eros, 就是肉体的爱产生的结果，身体的爱产生的结果。
But there's much filial love expressed among brothers and sisters and parents and grandparents.
然后呢，但是在他们的兄弟姊妹当中，在 父母和儿女和甚至祖父母当中都有很多这种兄弟般这种 filial 这种爱的表示。
But there's also a lot of agape love.
然后在当中也有 agape 这样的爱。
And as a grandparent, I must express to you that I'm tired after 1 week.
作为好像爷爷，我必须要向跟你承认，经过这样一周，我真的很辛苦。
I don't know how we did it as parents.
我不知道作为父母，我们当时是怎么过来的。
You parents of younger children, I don't know how you do it.
你们这些有年轻小孩子们的父母，不知道你们。
Your day has to be filled with agape love.
因为你们每一天当中都必须被神的大爱所充满。
There's no choice.
那你没有其他的选择。
When a kid's throwing up or needs a diaper change, you have to take care of it.
当一个小孩吐了或一个小孩需要换尿片的时候，你就需要来照顾他。
Or as a grandparent, they're asking for things you don't want to do.
或者是作为一个祖父母，别人让你去做你不想做的事情。
And they're whining about it.
然后他们会为这个就在那里。
They're being so selfish.
胡闹，他们都是那么自私。
But maybe that's time for agape love.
那个时候可能就是我们需要有神的大爱。
You do it because it's good for them, not because you want to.
我们做这些事情是因为对他们好，并不是因为我们愿意做这些事情。
And as parents, there's a lot of agape love where there is no appreciation shown.
那作为父母也很多需要神的大爱，因为很多时候你的行动不会被别人感激。
So we don't have to look very hard for examples, do we?Of agape love.
所以我们并不需要太难就能够找到这个神的大爱的标记。
We have a baby shower today.
我们今天会有一个庆祝下来的新生儿。
They're in for it.
他们就已经预备好了。
It's coming.
就很快就要来了。
Here's my message. It's early. I'll do it 2 hours early.
我在两个小时之前。
It's going to be turned upside down.
我就告诉你们，你的生命会翻转过来。
You think it's hard being pregnant 9 months? Wait till he comes out.
你觉得怀孕九个月很辛苦，等到孩子生下来你才知道。
Now this baby takes over your world.
这个孩子会掌管你的所有你的世界。
Yeah.You'll have lots of filial love, especially mom, lots and lots of family love, but you're going to have agape love too.
尤其是母亲，你在那里有很多这种在filial的这种爱，彼此交相互这种家庭的爱，但是你在这里特别需要神的大爱。
Okay, so let's consider what Paul wrote in chapter 13. And to do that, we need to look at what he was talking about in chapter 12.
我们看保罗在13章格林多前书那里所讲的是什么，然后我们也会看一下12章的背景。
Mingdao pointed out last 3 weeks ago, very often Paul would, Christian used to call it a sandwich. There'd be three topics with the important thing in the middle. And what we have in Corinthians is about gifts and service in chapter 12 and 14, and then love in the middle.
明道弟兄上次有提到，在圣经当中很多有重要的信息的时候，都像三明治一样。然后呢，比如在我们这里，在哥林多前书十二章、十三章、十四章这里面，他就讲到了神所赐给的恩赐，然后讲到爱，然后蔡尔宗在后面就讲到服事，也像三明治在这里这样安排。
So 1 Corinthians 12, let's just look at verse 18.
我们看哥林多前书十二章第十八节。
But God has placed the members, each one of them, in the body just as he desired.
神在基督身体里按着随着意思把肢体各安排在身上。
And we're going to pick up at the second half of verse 24.
在读二十四节的后半节。
But God has so composed the body, giving more abundant honor to that member which lacked, so that there may be no division in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another. And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. If one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now you are Christ's body, and individually members of it.
二十四节后半部。但神配搭着身子，把加倍的体面给那有缺陷的肢体，免得身上分门别类，总要肢体彼此相顾。若有一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦；若一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体就一同快乐。你们就是基督的身子，并且各自做肢体。
So as we know, what Paul was addressing in Corinth was that they had gifting of the Holy Spirit in their midst, but they also had divisions and conflicts, people asserting themselves.
对哥林多教会的书信告诉他们，他们在耶稣基督的里面有很多各样的恩赐，但是呢，在他们当中也有很多的纷争。
He says a little bit early, he reminds them that there's only one spirit.
在之前提醒他们只有同一个灵。
So there are many members, but there's one body in Christ.
虽然所有肢体，但基督里只有一个身子。
And so it's a beautiful picture of Christ's body.
这是关于基督身子的一个很美丽的一个图画。
That all of us are members and we have different gifts from the Lord.
我们每一个人都互为肢体，我们在神那里有不同的恩赐。
And so he's having to deal with a problem in Corinth that they have so much discord in their midst.
所以呢，保罗就在这里要针对在他们当中有很多纷争这样的问题来跟他们讲解。
Now the beauty we see I didn't read all the verses, we don't have time, but this picture of us comparing us to the body where each part of our body performs a function is a beautiful picture.
这里用身子做一个例子，讲到身子每一个不同的部分都有它的功用，是一个很美好的一个图画。
And as we grow, we experience this among ourselves when we realize how much we rely on brothers and sisters in Christ, how much they support us, and how beautiful it is when people support one another.
当我们在基督的身体当中成长的时候，我们越来越会经历，我们有这么多的弟兄姊妹们，我们彼此来相扶助，然后在基督身体里，这是何等的一个美好的图画。
And it's another beautiful thing is that we are all different. Our members of our body are all different, and they work together.
然后这幅图画另一方面很美好的地方呢，就让我们看到，身子有很多不同的肢体，他们都是很不一样的。我们每一个人都是非常不一样的，但我们却在彼此一同合作。
But there's something wrong there. This body is not working that well in Corinth, so Paul wants to address it and wants to help the brothers and sisters.
但是这个身子在哥林多教会那里却没有那么很好的协作，所以保罗就要针对他们当中的问题跟他们来讲解。
So as he's addressing them and as he's thinking about them and thinking about their different gifts,His mind, the Lord directs Paul's mind to the issue of what motivates them.
当保罗来讲解在他们当中的问题的时候，不同的肢体，主就给保罗这样的负担，就让他们看见他们背后的动机到底是什么。
And he ends the chapter with this verse, 31. But earnestly desire the greater gifts, and I will show you a still more excellent way.
所以在十二章结尾的时候，保罗说：“你们要切切求那更大的恩赐。我现今把最妙的道指示你们。”
It's as if the Lord directed Paul to say, "You know what? While we're talking about gifts, there's something even more important underneath all of this."
保罗在这里说，我们在这里讲到很多的恩赐，但你知道吗？在这些所有的恩赐下面，最重要的是这一个。
And that's where we get.Then when we go into the beginning of chapter 13.
这样我们就开始到13章的开始。
And so as we read before, Paul says here in verses 1 to 3, he says, if we have tremendous gifts, but don't have love, we don't have anything.
保罗在13章第一节到第三节在这里说，我们如果有各样的恩赐，但是我们若没有爱，我们就什么都没有。
Says in verse 1, we're just a clanging...Gong.
我们就成了鸣的锣响的钹一般。
And the second one is very all very encompassing. It's very large. If I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and knowledge, or he's saying, if I have faith and I can actually remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing.
第二节保罗也进一步说，我若有先知讲道之能，也明白各样的奥秘，各样的知识，而且有全备的信，叫我能够依瞻，却没有爱，我就算不得什么。
Now this is very strong language, because if you're gifted with with a lot of spiritual knowledge. That is great.
这里其实话语非常强的。如果你有各样属灵奥秘的知识的话，那的确是很棒的。
And in a normal situation, if God gives you a gift and you share with other people, we'd all say, this is wonderful. We receive it. We receive from the God.
当神给你一个恩赐的时候，你把这恩赐使用出来跟别人分享的时候，我们都很感谢神。我们说这真的很棒，我们把感恩献给神。
So on the surface, you might look at it and go, oh, that brother is gifted, and that's really a blessing people because he's teaching.
在表面上你看到哦，这个弟兄他很有恩赐，他在做教导，让给大家得到很多的祝福。
Or in verse 3 talks about giving to the poor, someone who's giving themselves all the time. We say that's a blessing, that's wonderful.
然后呢，第三节讲到就是帮助救济别人，就我们看到这个弟兄所有的时候都来帮助别人，我们说这很棒的。
But that's why this language is so strong, because God is saying through Paul, he's saying if that is happening without love, it's nothing.
但是这里神借着保罗所说的话是非常重的。神在这里说，他说做行这一切，但是如果没有爱，他就什么也算不上。
And what it means is it's nothing in God's sight. God sees through it and sees that it is fundamentally empty.
这里说算不得什么，是说在神的眼中算不得什么，因为神能够参透万事，在神的眼中，在这个神却不算数的。
And God sees it and he calls it out here. He says, if love is not your driving force, then it's empty.
在这里神看到了，神就说，如果爱不是驱动你做这一切的动力的话呢，这就是空虚的，是没有价值的。
And this is also our personal experience, too.
这个也常常是我们个人的经历。
Maybe you can think of your own examples, but if somebody is gifted, has teaching knowledge from the Lord, and they're just teaching at you all the time, then something is missing.
如果有个人他有神的恩赐，然后有教导的恩赐，然后常常教导你各式各样的事情，常常教导你，但是呢，你却觉得那里好像缺少了什么。
If love is missing, that thing is not going to last. It's empty. We feel it too ourselves.
如果在那里没有爱的时候呢，我们会觉得它是很空的，然后对我们当中也没有长久的效果。
And of course, what Paul is seeing in places like Corinth is that if love is missing, then these divisions are just going to fester and grow.
保罗看到在哥林多教会当中如果缺少爱，那么他们当中的这种彼此分门别类，这种纷争会越来越多。
So when people are giving to one another, but if they're not giving out of love, then it doesn't help.
如果当别人去供给别人的时候，但他却没有爱，这也不能真正的帮助别人。
It's even true giving good things.
甚至把好东西赐给别人的时候。
So Paul is telling us love must be at the center.
保罗告诉我们爱必须是这一切的中心。
And that points to us that God cares about the heart.
这就告诉我们神在乎我们的心。
He doesn't care about someone having something showy on the outside that looks good.
他不在乎有的人就只是在外面做于表现给别人看的。
God is pure. Himself, he is pure.
神是纯洁的，他自己是纯净的。
And he wants our heart to be pure, even as we are giving to one another.
他希望我们当彼此相住的时候，我们的心也是纯净的。
That's his nature.
这就是神的本性。
And so we want, well, it, unlike us, God is pure.
神的本性的纯净是跟我们来比较，跟我们不一样的。
For us, it's very common that we can do things with mixed motives.
对于我们人来说，我们常常做一些事情是有很复杂掺杂的动机。
I still remember, several years before I received the Lord.
我记得很多年前我信主的时候
，The Holy Spirit showed me as a non-believer that my good behavior was I was just trying to impress people.
圣灵让我看见，作为一个还没有信主的人，我的好行为就是让别人注意我，让别人觉得我很好。
So on the outside they say, oh, look at Maurice, he's doing this for so-and-so, and he cares for so-and-so.
表面上别人说、啊、看到某意思做这样这样的事情为别人做这样的这样的事情
But in my heart, all I was doing was selfishly trying to impress them because I want them to think highly of me.
但是在我心里我做这些事情都是让别人觉得我很重要我很高
But the Lord looks at the heart. He sees our hearts.
但是主他看见我们的心
He's omniscient, so he knows what's going on in there.
他是全知的他知道我们心中想的是什么
He wants it to be pure.
他希望我们能够像他一样纯净。
Now, part of that, we see that and we go, oh, how can that ever be? Seems impossible.
有的时候当我们看到这些我们说哎呀这怎么可能我们做不到的。
Right? It reminds us when we hear the Sermon on the Mount and Jesus talks about all these things and we think, we can't ever do this, Lord.
当我们听见主在登山宝训上所讲的我们心里说哦主啊我们永远做不到这个。
But of course, the encouragement is the Lord doesn't say that to tease us. He says that because he's going to enable us to do his way.
但是我们感谢神，神给我们说这些话不是要嘲笑我们，他要让我们能够有道路，我们可以做出这些。
And it is his way because love is at God's core. It comes out of his, it's in his character.
这的确是神的道路。因为神就是爱，爱就在神的本性当中。
We read from passages in 1 John chapter 4. We'll just look at a couple verses again.
我们刚才读到有一些在约翰一书第四章，我们可以再读一些。
Verse 7 of chapter 4 of 1 John. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. For the one who does not love does not know God, for God is love.
第七节，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的，都是由神而生，并且认识神。没有爱心的，就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
So here you see this wonderful mixture for us today. This is an important part of today. Is that notice how the command for us to love is all mixed together with the fact that God loves us and God is love.
那这里大家看到在这里这些话语把这些爱都混在一起讲到我们彼此相爱讲到神就是爱然后神爱我们这把它我们这些都掺合在一起了。
So love is from God, it's given. He's giving himself, his love to us.
爱是从神那里来的他把他自己他就是爱赐给了我们。
It's on that basis that he commands us to love one another.
是在这样的基础之上他吩咐我们能够彼此相爱。
And then, of course, we can rejoice in verse 9. By this, the love of God was manifested in us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through him.
对第九节，神差他的独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心就在此显明了。
Not just that we receive his salvation, notice that phrase, we are to live through him.
不单我们接受了他的救恩，而且我们要借着他而活。
An example of that is love.
然后这个其中的一个例子就是爱。
We say to the Lord, I cannot love, like Peter did, I cannot agape.
我们对主说，就像彼得一样对主说，我不能够有你这样的大爱。
But the Lord says, I have loved you, and you abide in me, I in you, I will love through you.
但是主告诉我们说，他告诉彼得说，他爱我们。然后我们住在他的里面，我们就可以活出他的爱。
So we live through the Lord.
我们是借着主而活出来。
Our natural man can't do this agape love.
我们天然的人不能够有这样神的大爱。
But Christ in you can.
但是在你们里面的基督可以。
He does.
他的确能活出来。
He loves with agape love.
他是用神的大爱来爱。
We have to learn to yield to him to let him love through us.
我们必须来学习如何来顺服他让他带领我们能够活出他的爱。
Verse 11, Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another.
第十一节亲爱的弟兄啊神既是这样爱我们我们也当彼此相爱。
Verse 16, We have come to know and have believed the love which God has for us. God is love, they're stated again.And the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him.
第十六节，神爱我们的心，我们也知道，也信， 神就是爱，在这里又说了一次，住在爱里面的就是住在神里面，神也住在他里面。
Now that one verse echoes John chapter 15.
刚才这些经节就跟约翰福音十五章里面互相对应。
And several of us have shared on that. Dana has, others, the beautiful abide in the vine, abide in me, I in you chapter.
就是弟兄姊妹弟兄们都有已经分享 ,Dana 弟兄有分享在约翰福音十五章，就是住在基督的里面，住在葡萄树里面，我也住在他里面。
That's where this mystery, this mysterious thing happens. We receive his love, we abide in his love, then he enables us and even commands us to love others.
这里这奇妙事情就发生了，就是说我们接受了他的爱，我们住在他的爱里面，然后他也吩咐我们这爱的命令，我们能够把他的爱能够活出来。
It's amazing that the Lord has brought us into this love relationship.
这是非常奇妙的，神把我们带进这爱的关系当中。
Not just receiving, but doing.
不单只是在接受，而且能够活出来，做出来。
Now verse 17, by this love is perfected with us, so that we may have confidence in the day of judgment, because as he is, so also are we in this world.
第十七节，这样爱在我们里面得以完全，我们就可以在审判的日子坦然无惧，因为他如何，我们在这世上也如何。
That's a phrase to ponder. Love is perfected in us, with us.
这句话真的值得我们深思。爱就在我们里面得以完全。
Imagine if God gave us all this love and then commands us to love and then we don't.
大家想象一下，如果神 给我们 这么多的爱，吩咐我们来相爱，我们却没有爱的话。
The thing God wants that will fulfill him and give him glory and joy isn't there.
这个让神的心意能够得到满足，让神得到喜乐的这件事情如果不再没有完成的话。
So love is perfected in us means we get to live God's love.
这里讲到神的爱得以完全的意思就是说我们可以活出神的爱。
It matures us, but it also allows God's love to be expressed.
它让我们能够成熟，并同时能够让神的爱表达出来。
And that will glorify the Lord.
然后就让神得到荣耀。
It says here, gives us confidence because when we go before the Lord, we're confident that His love has been expressed through our life.
这里讲到我们在爱里没有惧怕，当我们到神的面前的时候，因为他的爱在我们的生命当中能够表达出来。
So now let's go to the list that Paul gives in chapter 13.
现在我们再回到保罗在哥林多前书十三章那里给我们的那各个方面。
Verse 4, he starts, love is patient, love is kind, it's not jealous, does not brag, it's not arrogant.
第四节讲到爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈，爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂。
Now, 3 weeks ago, our brother went through each one of these, and for every one, he gave examples of how either the Lord spoke of it or demonstrated these aspects of agape love.
明道弟兄讲到这每一个方面他都给了一个例子，他可以告诉我们在主的话里主是如何活出来表达出来的。
Today, this morning, with time that we have, just going to comment on a couple things.
今天我们时间有限，我们只讲其中的几个。
The first one speaks of patience and kindness.
第一个讲到恒久忍耐。
So we see that when there is love, there's going to be patience.
当我们看到要是有爱的话就有忍耐。
If love is missing, then we're going to have impatience and unkindness.
如果没有爱的时候我们就没有忍耐，我们没有恩慈。
Now, patience is a tough one for me personally.
对我来说这个忍耐非常难做的。
I am very impatient.
我是非常没有耐心的。
Ask my wife.
你问我太太就知道了。
And it hasn't changed.
而且没有改变。
My natural personality is very impatient.
我天然的性格就是很不耐烦的。
But the Lord says if there is agape love, then there's patience.
但神说你若有神的大爱这里就有忍耐。
So if I'm in myself being impatient about someone,
如果对在我自己里面对别人觉得不耐烦的时候，
If I turn to the Lord, Think of that person from an agape love point of view. How does Christ see them?
如果我转向主，然后从主的角度看，主的大爱当中，主如何看待他们？
Where is there room for my impatience?
我在那里的我的不耐烦又应该有什么样的地位呢？
It's irrelevant.
不相关了。
So that's just one example. You have your own.
这只是一个例子，我们每个人都有自己的例子。
It says here, love is not jealous, does not brag, it's not arrogant.
这里讲到爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂。
When we think of bragging or being arrogant, we think of trying to impress other people.
当我们讲到张狂，讲到自夸的时候，我们 就知道是说我们要把自己表现给别人看。
And in verse 5, he says, does not... Included in verse 5 is does not seek its own and is not provoked and does not take into account a wrong suffered.
第五节讲到不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶。
And also not easily provoked.
Right.
So in these, what we find is normally we're very concerned about what other people think.
在这里我们看到平时的时候我们都很在乎别人如何来看我们。
Remember in Roman society, everyone's worried about status.
大家记得在罗马的社会当中，每一个人都在自己的注重自己的社会的地位。
So we're concerned about showing off or having people think well of us. But in love, that's left out.
平时我们都很注重看见自己，让别人尊重我们。但是在爱当中的时候，我们都不考虑这些。
The focus is on doing what's best for someone else.
这里的重点就是要做对别人好的事情。
You can see that when you see someone who really is loving someone, there's no room in their heart for trying to impress people or even worrying about what other people think.
当你看到一个人真的去爱另一个人的时候呢，他根本在那里他不会考虑别人如何来想他。
Whether it's positive or negative.
无论是想他好或者想他坏。
So when we love,With agape love, we have these blessing of these things, bad things not being there.
所以当我们有从神那里的大爱的时候呢，我们就没有那些其他那些不纯净的东西来干扰我们。
And we see not provoked and not taking into account wrong. Of course, Jesus was an example of this.
我们这里也讲到说不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶。耶稣就给了我们很好的例子。
And forgive them, for they know not what they do.
他跟天父说，天父赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们并不知道。
So even when people do us wrong, if we're loving, then that doesn't drive us. We're free of it, actually.
Yeah. 当别人在我们身上做错的时候呢，但是若是我们有神的大爱，这样就不会说真的把我们激怒。
So if we think about these things,And think of the reverse. If we don't have love, then we have a lot of impatience, we have unkindness, we have jealousies. These things were happening in the church in Corinth, and they happen wherever people are.
但是呢，若我们没有神的大爱的时候呢，我们就会有很多，比如说有嫉妒，有自夸，有张狂，有纷争，这样事情只要有人的地方就会发生这些事情。
And I'm going to stop.With that part of the list for now, today.
我今天我这里的列表就暂停在这里。
And let's consider what happens, or let's consider how we try to live up to these things that love is.
让我们来思考一下，我们如何能够活出在这里所讲到的这些爱。
In other words, as we hear these descriptions of agape love, we go, oh, that's not the way I normally am.
当我们听到这里的例子的时候，讲到这神的大爱的时候，我们会说，哦，这不是我们自然天然生命中有的。
Well, one thing we can do is we could take chapter 13, verse 4 and 5 here, and we make a list.
有的时候我们可能会想这样做，我们用13章这里第四节、第五节，然后做一个列表。
And we say, okay, from now on, I'm going to be patient.
从今以后我要有忍耐。
And I'm going to be kind.
我要有恩慈。
And I'm not going to be jealous.
我要没有嫉妒
，not gonna brag，
我也不自夸
，or be arrogant，
我也不张狂。
Well, a lot of you are already chuckling. We do make these lists.
的确我们很多人都有做这样的一个列表。
And actually these lists are good. These are moral things to do or not do.
但是其实这个列表本身是好的，因为这些是一些道德的标准，我们做或者不做。
We call it human ethics. What's good and bad?
我们可以讲到这是人类的伦理，什么是好的，什么是坏的。
And these are the very things we teach our children.
这个就是我们来教导我们的儿女的。
They need to learn patience.
他们也要学习有忍耐。
In fact, I was impatient that I wanted to teach my grandchildren about being patient.
要好像了，但是呢，很
This week.
这一周呢，我自己就是很好笑的，我自己没有耐心，我要叫我的孙子们有耐心。
We do influence.
Should
fill in?
Yeah,
I think he expounded on it a bit. Anyway, these are good things. These are all good things that we want to influence. We want our children, we want ourselves to improve.
这些好的好都好像是好的事情，就像我们希望我们自己能够有好的影响，我们自己也要努力去做。
But as believers, we learn that when we see a list like this, if we take this list and make it into a to-do list,
但是作为信主的人，如果我们只把这个变成一个做事情的列表的话，
we find it doesn't work very well.
我们发现经常不管用。
We can maybe be patient for a little while, but it doesn't last.
我们可能只一段时间暂时有耐心，但是并不长久。
And the problem is that when we do that, we're working from the outside in.We see something we should do, and we try to push ourselves to do that.
这里的问题呢，我们这样做的时候，我们是想从外面好像做到里面内核。我们想要这样做，但却做不持久的。
Now it's true that we can get in good situations, maybe a good school or good group, and that can help us to improve in these areas.
的确，有的时候，当我们到一个好的环境、好的学校这样的环境，可以帮助我们在这些道德方面做得更好。
But the Lord's way is different.
但是主的方法却不一样。
The Lord's way is inside out.
主的方法是从心里面，然后做到外面。
The Lord's way is to love us and give us himself, and then let him live out.
主的方法是他爱我们，把自己赐给我们，然后能够活出来。
And that's why when the Lord talks about, gives the Lord the command to love others,He also is doing it in the context of abiding in Him.
这就是为什么当主给我们命令我们来彼此相爱爱别人的时候，他也命令我们要吩咐我们要住在他的里面。
So when we ask ourselves, well, how do I do this?
我们就问我们自己，我们如何能够做出来呢？
The Lord's answer is, I love you.
主的答案就是我爱你。
Abide in my love.
住在我的爱里。
We can turn to Chip.We can turn to John 15.
我们可以翻到约翰福音第十五章
where he makes this all clear. Let's read briefly.
在这里我们很简短的读一下。
John 15, verse 9. As the Father loved me, I have loved you. Abide in my love.
约翰福音十五章第九节，我爱你们，正如父爱我一样，你们要常在我的爱里。
If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love.
你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。
These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full.
这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并且叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
Now verse 12, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you.
你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令。
Now we've had several messages from this section, but we just want to point out the basics.
我们关于这些经节，我们有讲了好几堂的信息，在这里我们只想着重讲到基本。
Even as he's giving us his command to love as he loved, he's saying, abide in him.
虽然他给我们命令说我们要像他爱我们一样彼此相爱，但他也告诉我们我们要住在他的里面。
Abide in my love.
住在我的爱里面。
And keep my commandments.
然后就遵守我所吩咐的。
But if we think his commandments are complicated, he says, no, it's very simple. Just love.
他如果我们觉得他的吩咐是很复杂，他说不是这样的，其实很简单，就是爱。
We don't have to follow a bunch of rules. We love.
你们不是跟随所有的这些规条， 你们就是要来爱。
But we love out of the love he gives us.
我们爱是借着他所赐给我们的爱。
So we have to lean on him and receive from him, and that's how we can actually obey in love.
我们必须来依靠他，从他那里来接受，这样我们才能够遵守他的命令来爱。
So then as we do that, what happens? We have someone who's a difficult person to love.
当我们这样做的时候，发生什么样的事呢？如果有些人是很难被爱的时候。
But the Lord puts on our heart to give or to give something to that person.
但是神放在我们心里有负担去给这样一个人。
Our time or maybe to pray for them.
可能是我们的时间或是我们为他来祷告。
The Lord Jesus Christ in us loves that person.
但是我们的主耶稣在我们里面的基督，他是爱这样一个人。
So if we deny ourselves, the natural man says, "I don't want to bother. I'm not going to get anything out of this."
如果我们能够舍己，我们说我们天然人说我不想跟这人有任何的瓜葛。
What does Christ in me want to do?
但是在我里面的基督想要做什么呢
？Christ in me loves that person.
基督在我里面爱这个人。
And so when I love that person, things like bragging or envy or the fact that they've hurt me doesn't matter.
所以当我爱这个人的时候，无论这个人是自夸或者是张狂，或者是有一些的争竞纷争，但是在对我来说都不相关的。
Because that's agape love.
因为这才是神的大爱。
Agape love does not care about those things.
神的大爱不在乎这些其他的事情。
The Lord's pure love is just for the blessing of that person.
神的大爱，神纯粹的爱，就是为了这一个人得到祝福。
What is best for them?
什么是对他最好？
Now it's not our topic today, but this involves what we all know is the cross.
虽然不是我们今天的主题，但我们知道这一切当中都有关于十字架的问题。
The daily denying of ourselves. We have to say to the Lord, in me, I don't have it. I can't do this.
就包括我们每天的舍己，我们对主说，在主啊，在我的里面，我没有这个能力。
But today, Lord, I let you direct me.
但是主啊，今天我来让你来指挥我。
Like in that hymn, we can say, Lord, have your way in me.
就像我们常开始所唱的诗歌，主啊，但愿你的旨意通行。
Your love is here, and I want to express your love.
你的爱在我心里面，我要表达出你的爱。
So, on one hand, it seems impossible, but the Lord is the one enabling.
一方面好像看起来是不可能的，但是主使这个变成可能。
And the beautiful thing about this and in chapter 15 is that it's so simple. God is just saying, okay, love, do it.
在 这一章里还有15章里，这非常的奇妙。主对我们的吩咐就是这样简单，就是你们要去爱。
Make room for Christ to love through you.
让我们有这样的空间，有这样的机会，让基督能够借着我们去爱出来。
Let Christ in us love that other person.
是在我们里面基督爱这样另外一个人。
And then we see all these benefits.
然后我们就看到所有这些美好的事情发生。
And we saw as Paul had this burden that if the saints in Corinth really love one another, then the gifts they have would be used for blessing and not division.
所以保罗就让我们看到如果哥林多的教会弟兄姊妹能够这样彼此相爱，那么所赐给他们的恩赐就能够彼此来建造，而不是产生更多的纷争。
And that's a blessing that the Lord wants all of us to receive.
这就是主希望我们所有的人都能够领受的祝福。
So we see God has put us together in the body of Christ. It's a beautiful design.
所以大家看见神美丽的设计当中，把我们放在基督的身体当中。
But there's always division and discord. People like Paul see.
但是常在保罗所见到的人当中，常常看到这里有纷争，有彼此的争吵。
But the Lord wants all of us to tap into His love and serve one another and give to one another with His love.
但是主希望我们每一个人都能够接上他的爱，我们能够彼此来服侍，彼此来爱中建造。
He will be glorified by that.
他在这样一切当中就得到了荣耀。
And you and I will be blessed tremendously by that.
然后借着这样，你和我就得到了极大的祝福。
Remember how Jesus talks about going into is to pray and to give in secret.
记得大家主耶稣告诉我们如何要在暗中来去给予，在暗中去服侍别人吗
？Sometimes when we love somebody, they may not appreciate it, and other people may not see it, but your Father knows, and your Father in heaven knows.
有的时候我们在暗中来去爱别人的时候，可能别人并没有看见，别人没有感激，但是你在天上的父却看见了。
And we know the Lord views that as treasure in heaven. Every act of love that is pure Christ love is treasure in heaven.
但是我们知道，在神的眼中，所有的在基督里面这样纯净的爱，在天上都是宝贝。
Pleases the Father and it glorifies Christ.
这让父神的心意得到满足，也荣耀基督。
In eternity,
是在永恒当中的。
So praise the Lord, we have this opportunity to be a part of what He's doing.
赞美主，我们在他所做的工作当中有份。
Maybe we have to get out of the way and let Christ love.
我们应该让我们这个旧人能够让路，让基督可以爱出来。
So let's just read as a closing.Verse in 1 John chapter 4 again.
我们结束就在约翰一书第四章
Verse 16 and 17. We have come to know and have believed the love which God has for us. God is love. And the one who abides in love abides in God. And God abides in him. By this, love is perfected with us.So that we may have confidence in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so also are we in this world.
约翰一书四章十六节十七节神爱我们的心我们也知道也信神就是爱住在爱里面的就是住在神里面神也住在他里面这样爱在我们里面得以完全我们就可以在审判的日子坦然无惧因为他如何我们在这世上也如何
Perhaps we could just have two or three prayers, as the Lord leads, as we close the time.
我们结束在这里，弟兄姊妹有两三个有祷告的话，感动可以祷告。
我们的心中有福，跟你一个新的婚姻，今天走进家庭。主，我们求你帮助我们弟兄，能够在生活中经历主三子的圣贤强，因为主他们都是连于你，主啊，愿意这样的婚姻，主你保守他们，每一个都能够活出你的自己，因为主啊，你就是那，你的旨意就是如此，我们能够代表你，主，我们也为这刚成立新家庭。